Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are on the Caribbean Explorer 2 Live Aboard with Explore Ventures. And for the first time ever, I am broadcasting from the island of Mazarat with my good friend Jerry the Diver Guy. How are you, buddy?
What's going on?
Now, this is not only Jerry's first Live Aboard, this is his first time out of the USA. And he's in for a treat. I didn't even realize that last week that he had not been out of the country, but he literally got his passport stamped for the first time in St. Kitts. Here we are in Mazarat. So far, so good, right?
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful. Can't wait to come back.
Yeah. Now, we have come over on a dinghy from the Live Aboard vessel over to the island of Mazarat. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine and his partner in crime, Lois, is with us. How are you, Jerry?
Hey, everything's great. Hey, new adventure, Greg.
Yes.
In a place I've never been.
Amazing place so far. You know, we're getting ready to do a land tour. We're going to tell you all about it. We've already experienced some of the diving. Lois is here as well. She's like our photo og. What is the proper term there, Lois?
Tag along.
Okay, we'll go with that. That's the technical term for
photography. Make us look beautiful.
Well, she's doing a pretty good job, as long as we put a bag over our heads and that kind of thing. But she's documenting everything above and below water for us for this week, and you're going to see those pictures at scubaradio.com soon. However, right now we are literally just outside of the welcome sign of Mazarat in a dive center called Scuba Mazarat. Andrew and Emmy are the people that run this operation, and me and Emmy go way back. We're going to talk about that in just a bit. But Andrew was our dive guide. He came over to the boat yesterday to show us some of the dive sites here in Mazarat, and they were pretty cool, especially the dive number 3 on the, what was that, on the north end there or
yeah,
where?
Yeah, we did Little Redundant. It's a little pinnacle, volcanic pinnacle that kind of pops out of the sea over there. It has terraced reef. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, Little Redonda, which we're going to go to that island here next for some diving. To Big Redonda. So we went to Little Redonda here in Mazarat, and then we'll go over to Big Redonda and do some diving and tell you about that. But yeah, it was very dramatic, and I have never seen more lobsters on a dive, on one dive in my life. But that was a special little surprise. He doesn't like to tell everybody that. But you know, you would take him to see that.
Of course. It's all about the divers. So
yes.
So it's only divers listening to this and not
right. Well, there might be. We're looking around to see if there's any fishermen on the island looking around at us right now. But yeah, they were massive. My God.
So many.
That was amazing. Really a cool thing. Now, Emmy and me go way back. Before we started the trip, Jerry the Diver Guy and Jerry Beatty were telling me, hey, Greg, one of your people that were from ProDive from your IDC is running Scuba Mazarat. And it was Emmy. And I was like, well, Emmy, I don't kind of, you know, I'm fuzzy on names. But as soon as I saw you, I was like, there she is. And how are you?
Yay, I'm good. I'm doing well. I've been down in Mazarat now for about 13 years. So, yeah, it's been good.
It's a good gig in, down here. It looks like it's an amazing island to live on. Am I right?
It is a beautiful island. It's very different. It's kind of the way the Caribbean used to be. So it's very quiet. I was in the Bahamas before, which is big and busy and crazy and glitz and glamour and fun. But this is totally different. Complete opposite.
Well, you know, we're getting ready to do a land tour, and we're going to visit the volcano and learn a lot more about the island. We're going to share that with you. We're on a Discovery Live Aboard trip this week with Explore Ventures, because this is not typically on their itinerary. itinerary, so we're kind of like testing the water, so to speak. The diving, two fins up, as far as I'm concerned. That definitely wins as far as making this a spot. But topside is where it really gets interesting. And looking at it from the boat, it looks very lush, very tropical, very Dominica-like and that kind of thing. And that's kind of what the vibe I was getting from Andrew when I was talking to him on the boat. Is that how you would describe it too, Emmy?
Yeah, definitely. We're kind of like a smaller Dominica. We don't have the big city like they do. But yeah, very mountainous, green, black sand beaches, so it's a little bit different. But everyone's really nice. Crime is low, and it's just a beautiful spot. It's great.
Well, I love it. I can't wait. They're actually waiting on us right now. Jerry Beatty, are they like saying, hey, hurry up, let's get this All right, they want to get the show on the road. So, guys, I know you got some divers to take out today, right?
Yes, we do.
So if you get to Montserrat, it's scubamontserrat.com, right? And
yes,
they can connect with you on Facebook. How?
Scuba Montserrat Dive Shop.
Okay, just do a search.
Or Instagram.
Or Instagram, the whole thing. Just Scuba Montserrat, Google it.
Yes.
And they'll pop right up, and now you'll know where you need to go if you want to come to this cool little island. So they're going to take us up there. Hopefully we'll catch up with you guys a little bit later. But thank you for having us so far. It was so amazing so far. And it's great to see you doing so well, Emmy.
Thank you. It's been good to see you.
Yeah, one of my old Pro Dive IDC cohorts in Prime has done good for herself. All right, well, let's get this show on the road. Jerry, we ready?
Let's go.
All right, let's wander. We're going to go take a cab, right, guys? Take care. And we're going to hop in a little tour bus and get ready to go tour the island of Montserrat. And I'll tell you, it's very lush, very green. You know, it's nice and warm and humid today, but there's a cool little island breeze, so it feels pretty comfortable. Jerry Beatty. Jerry, you got a seat for me on the bus? Where are we going?
I think we better get in right now. We're not going to either one of us have
okay,
a seat.
Okay, well, let's find out what's going on. Are you our tour guide?
I'm one of them.
He's one of the tour guides. Okay. All right, so they're trying to round up. It's like herding cats when you're talking about to a bunch of divers. It's difficult to get this crew together, isn't it?
Yeah,
well, typical.
Typical of divers.
Yeah, typical of divers, but that's okay. You know, because we just got to the island and we're observing everything and kind of taking it all in, and it's hard to kind of focus and get everybody squared away. So Lois is going to get in the, she's going to call a shotgun, it looks like, in the tour bus. And yeah, that's cool. Take it. You're taking pictures. And then we're going to get in here. Do we got our whole crew yet? Are we waiting? Who are we waiting on there? All right, let me get up there next to Kristen. God, jeez. All right, I'm taking everybody along for this right now. Kristen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You didn't know you were going to be on the radio today. And
I did not.
Documenting this experience, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, just kind of play along. And this is new for you. You're one of the crew members. You're a dive instructor. What's the deal?
Yeah, I've been with Explore Adventures for almost a year now. And yeah, this is the first time I've been to Montserrat, so super excited.
But originally from South Africa, right? Yeah, yeah, and you did a lot of diving there when you were growing up?
I did most of my diving there. I've been diving there for 10 years. And so yeah, the Caribbean was quite a new addition to all the diving.
I bet. But you're just as excited about being here on Montserrat as we are, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a beautiful island. It is so gorgeous from
looks nice from the boat, right?
Yeah, exactly. Even on land.
Anxious to putz around and see what we can find. Jerry, what do you think so far?
This is beautiful.
Well, I got to see both Jerrys chimed in there. We got Jerry, the diver guy, and we got JB. I guess we're going to have to yell at you and call you JB, okay, Beatty?
That works.
All right. So, yeah, you're excited about this, though, aren't you, Jerry Beatty?
I'm absolutely. I can't wait to get out of town and go up the mountain and see that volcano.
Yes. They said here, Kristen, that we have to have a virgin sacrifice. Are you ready?
No.
No?
Oh. I'm just saying, it's a volcano. That typically goes with the territory.
Yeah, I'm not your person.
No? Well, okay. Well, I don't know.
Jimmy Buffett's volcano song was recorded on this island.
That's right. Part of the tour is we're going to the recording studio of George Martin, from Beatles production fame. And supposedly there's a studio on here where the Stones, Paul McCartney, Jimmy Buffett supposedly recorded Volcano or wrote Volcano on this before the volcano erupted, and they think it was cursed. Did you hear that story?
I have not heard that story, but that's
you know the song Volcano, right?
No.
Yeah, and I don't know where I'm gonna go when volcano blows. Yeah, so supposedly Andrew was telling us this on the boat earlier that Jimmy Buffett wrote that song on Maserat, and then a few years later, the volcano actually blew. So they think he caused it.
It's a curse.
It might have been. I don't know. But we're going to get the lowdown on that during this tour. We're going to tour up to the rim of the volcano and supposedly see the island of, Jerry Beatty. Is it Portsmouth, the one that was buried by ash?
Plymouth.
All right, and supposedly we're going to see this, where you just see the rooftops and that kind of thing. And, the guy's talking. He's trying to tell us stuff.
Yeah, he's trying to tell you.
All right. I'm messing things up, aren't I, Kristen?
Yeah, it's kind of a little.
Yeah, okay. So we'll have to talk real quiet as they get ready to tell us the tour stuff of what's what. And, you know what? Let's just take a quick break and wrap it up, and I'll focus on the tour, let the guy do his work, as opposed to me trying to do mine. It goes with the territory. It's good stuff. We got more of it from Maserat, Redonda, Ceiba, and then some on this Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Ceiba, St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're plenty of the most girls I've shagged.
Until you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Well, I appreciate that, Tim. You know, Tim's on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You might run into him if you book a trip with Explorer Ventures. But this week, we are on the Caribbean Explorer 2, and we literally are exploring because we just did the land tour in Maserat, and I got to tell you, that was phenomenal. What a cool tour. And I got to tell you, you know, talking to everybody who did it and the diving, we've already kind of compared notes a little bit. I think there's a pretty good chance this is going to pop back up on the itinerary for Explorer Adventures in the future. But we will have to wait and see. Now, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine's with me. You enjoyed that tour, didn't you?
Oh, I was blown away, Greg. I mean, there's nowhere in the world I don't know of that you can see that kind of volcanic destruction except Pompeii. I mean, it was like walking into another world.
Right, and our tour guide had this cool little museum, and not only is Maserat known for the volcano that blew and covered up an entire town or two here on the island, it's also a recording studio hotspotter before the volcano blew. It was like, you know, Eric Clapton recorded there, Black Sabbath, Paul McCartney, and we went to this tour. George Martin from the Beatles was there and had this studio, and he brought in all his friends, and there was like 50 albums that everybody knows in the rock world were recorded on the island of Maserat, and you learn about this on the tour. It's pretty spectacular stuff and pretty cool to think about the history. So you learn all this on the tour. What a cool way to spend your surface interval. I mean, and we just got a little, you know, tip of the iceberg, so to speak. And then, of course, when it comes to the volcano, not only do you see all this destruction and what happened to the island and stuff. By the way, for the record, the song Volcano from Jimmy Buffett was indeed recorded, like they said, what, 12 years before it actually blew. So they call it the Jimmy Buffett curse or something like that. But his album Volcano was recorded here on the island, or the song was, or something. It all part of the tour. Really, really cool stuff. And the folks that gave us the tour were here when the volcano blew, literally, and documented all this video. You see all this stuff. It's just a real cool cultural kind of thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. Went on the land tour like we've done together many times, and you see spectacular things. But this time, we were hearing about history, we were hearing about rock stars, we were hearing about entire towns that had been covered in 30 foot of Lavani ash, and then we also found out about an $800,000 bank robbery because they walked away from the bank when the volcano happened, and then some people dug down the back, knocked out the back wall, and took all the money.
Yeah, it was like $850,000. But just saying, in case you get any ideas, when you hear about the next volcano blowing or whatever, they caught them, you know. But they got away after like 3 months in jail, so, you know, and there's still some money missing. So I think they might have came out ahead in that whole deal. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff you'll learn on a tour of Maserat. And the diving, I mean, getting back to the scuba diving there, it looks pretty cool. A very unique type of thing. You know, like I said, Andrew didn't want to talk about all the lobster we saw, but oh my God, I was like in lobster heaven. It was truly remarkable. But just to see that kind of presence of lobster tells you that obviously these are places that are not frequently visited by fishermen, let alone divers. So it's really kind of a, you know, unique experience as a scuba diver to go to unique places like this. Now, Nelson is the operations manager for Explorer Adventures. Do I got that title right, Nelson?
You can call me whatever you want, Greg.
Okay, Big Kahuna is what we're going to call him then. He's the Big Kahuna for Explorer Adventures, and he makes sure all the crew's got everything they need to make the passengers have the vacation of a lifetime. And this is kind of new to you, too. What's neat, you know, I was talking to Kristen in the cab right before we took off on the tour, and she was just excited as all the passengers today, because we're truly doing a unique itinerary this week, right? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, nobody on the boat had been to Maserat. Nobody. So we're going in just about completely blind. And I tell you, you know, you're going to see fish, you're going to see corals, you're going to see sponges all over the Caribbean. But I'm still really impressed by the tour and how that combines the whole experience of Maserat. So whether you're diving Ceiba, whether you're diving the Turks and Caicos, whether you're diving, you know, Saint Kitts, you're going to see similar critters. But then you get the experience of the land tour. Like Jerry said, you're not going to see that many places. The tour guides were fantastic. And when you see it in person, those 30 feet of volcanic ash that are covering levels of houses, and all you see of rooftops or buildings, the tops, it's just crazy to see firsthand. And you can read about it all day long, but when you see it firsthand, it really makes an impression on you.
So true. We went to a site, and literally the entire town is covered, like you said, with 30 feet or 30, 40 feet of ash. And all you see is like the steeples of churches and tops of buildings. It was just crazy. It looked like a set from The Walking Dead or something. I don't know. It's just insane geography. You just don't catch that anywhere. And like I say, it's something you got to experience firsthand. Jerry the Diver Guy enjoyed that cultural exchange, and I have a feeling they might have enjoyed the locals enjoyed your, you know, take from the mountains of Virginia, you think?
So you're thinking they get a hillbilly view perspective on that?
I think that's what I was alluding to, yes.
Well, let's go and rewind here for a second. You know I'm a music buff.
Right.
But we have that catchy song that everybody loves that you forgot about.
What, the volcano song?
No.
Which one?
No. Buster Poindexter.
Hot.
Yeah,
the guy who wrote that song, Arrow, is a Maseratan.
If I say this right, so I'll try my best hillbilly part of this.
Okay.
It's Alphonsus Kessel wrote that song. He is from Maserat.
Oh, they call him Arrow, I think. Wait, okay, Captain James.
But, you know, I try. Let me tell you something.
It's the beer talking.
These guys here on Explorer Ventures, they're such a phenomenal group. And my good buddy Nelson over here has made me feel like a president. He even gave me a beer that's Presidente.
El Presidente beer, yeah.
And it makes me feel that way. So everybody needs to come out here and enjoy this.
Captain James is running the operation here this week. New itinerary. You're running all night, so I know you're real tired, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Good evening, Greg. Good evening, everyone. Fantastic itinerary. First time I've been to Montserrat. A really lush island, and I think that's something kind of that we don't really touch on, is with the volcano one side, and then the other side, it's just this lush green. I mean, it really is quite a beautiful and enchanting island.
And let me just say, you are correct in thinking that we have Johnny Depp, Captain Jack Sparrow, as our captain. And we're going to talk more with him next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. My wife is going to hate me when she finds out.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're on the CX2 Caribbean Explorer 2 live aboard, literally anchored off of the island of Redonda, and we're going to talk about that in just a bit. But Captain James is our captain here at the CX2. How are you, buddy?
Still here.
You know, and he has a whole setup. Just picture Captain Jack Sparrow, and you'll know who we have there at the helm this week. You get that a lot, I guess, right?
Slightly less rum, but yeah. Getting a little bit.
Yeah, but it never gets old. I can tell you really enjoy doing this whole live aboard gig as far as being a captain on a boat like this. Am I right?
Yeah, I put on a good show, don't I?
You do.
I know that I was crying inside.
Well, you've been at the boat here doing it, for about a year now? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I joined this time last year. And really loving it. Yeah, great crew. Obviously makes a huge difference. Really good people to work for. And most importantly, I think this is a thing, you know, about working on a liveaboard compared to any other sort of boat, is divers. You know, it's just such fun with divers. You know, everyone arrives and it's like, what are we going to do this week? What are we going to do this week? And every morning it's the same thing. And everybody gets on, going, what are we going to do today, Skip? What are we going to do today, Cap? And it's just so exciting to know that we've got a group of people, and usually from a complete broad spectrum of economic backgrounds, social backgrounds, parts of the world, and they've never met each other before in many cases, and they just get on, and then within day and a half, everyone's best friends, and everyone's going diving with each other, everyone's telling stories, and that's how the week goes. And I don't think you could ever kind of, I would defy anyone to come back to me and say there's another holiday like that where you can do that and throw such curveballs into the mixing pot and come out with, you know, happily ever after at the end. I mean, obviously there are the odd exceptions, but I
Right. So let's get to that. Of all the passengers, who would you like to leave on the boat and who would you like to walk the plank in our crew?
This week?
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a rich choice of plank walkers.
So true. It's going to be tough. All right, we better just take a break and leave it at that. The boss is listening.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
But by the way, the water is fine. Why don't you take a little plunge?
The water's fine, yeah. There ain't no telling, baby, what we'll find.
Don't cost nothing.
Put your hand in mine. The water's fine.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And luckily, Captain James did not make me walk the plank. Just yet. He's going to give me another day or two as he rates everybody in our crew. We definitely have a great group of folks on board, and you're going to hear from them a little bit later on in the show. But first, let's talk about Redonda, because we kind of covered the base for Maserat, and man, I can't wait to come back. It won't be soon enough before we get back, and I'm sure, Captain James, you agree with me on that too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's uninhabited. It's an uninhabited island.
Well, yeah. Wait, no, Maserat. Now, Redonda.
Redonda.
Yeah, yeah.
I switched it up on you.
That's okay. That's okay. Just don't make me walk the plank.
One strike,
that's right. Okay, fair enough. That's right. Closer to the plank for me. All right, but Redonda. All right, but, well, first of all, Maserat, you did like that, though, right?
I thought it was beautiful. I mean, more importantly, I just loved the look on everyone's faces and the stories when everyone came back from the land tour.
Yeah, everybody was digging it, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. And to take people away, you know, avid, you know, committed divers, and, you know, take them away from two dives in the morning to go on a land tour. You know, most people are kicking and screaming, you know, oh, I want to dive. But, you know, everyone came back and said, you know, oh, well, we missed two dives, and, you know, worth every bit of it. You know, great tour. Let's get chugging to the next site.
There you go. And like I said, and I'm sure you're anxious to get back there yourself. You'd like to do some more quality time there in Maserat. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And now we are here in Redonda right now. And we're not overnighting, but we spent the entire day. It's in the evening time while we're recording the show. And some divers in the water doing the night dive. But what do we know about Redonda, Nelson, as far as the island itself? I mean, this is just a rock that sticks up out of the middle of nowhere, pretty much, right?
It is. It's uninhabited. And the challenge from an operator standpoint is that it's a small island. And you got to find a tight spot to put the boat in to get protection. Now, yeah, if the weather was perfect all the time, that'd be great. We could dive all around it. But Captain James has done a great job of finding the spot where to put us, where it's calm water. It's absolutely beautiful tonight as the sun was setting. And so we're getting some diving in where not many people on the globe have ever dove, which is fascinating.
Yeah, you got to love it. And I got to say, you know, it compares a lot to some of the sheer cliff faces of Saba. Especially at night, when I look at it at night, it looks like Skull Island, you know, from King Kong, which, you know, Saba was used as the original King Kong Skull Island for the black and white version of that movie. This is what it looks like. So it's a little ominous looking at night, but very dramatic during the day. A lot of birds. It's a bird sanctuary, I guess, and you see these frigates. And Jerry's favorite, boobies.
Oh, boobies, yes.
Brown boobies. Okay.
The brown-footed boobies. They don't have the blue-footed boobies like they have in the Galapagos, but they have the brown-footed boobies, and Jerry was quite intrigued. I pointed them out to him, both of them.
Very, very nice-looking boobies.
Okay, that's enough of that. Just stop. All right, look, what about the diving we had today here? That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
The diving was magnificent. I mean, there's so many critters down there. You've got anywhere from frogfish to scorpion fish to slipper.
Well, okay, now let's get something straight, because Jerry the Diver Guy, Lois, come on in here, because Lois is more of a fish identification, you know, she knows this stuff.
Yes,
and I think you got your scorpion fish and frogfish mixed up.
It's one of them.
It's a frogfish or a scorpion fish.
The gigantic turtle down there.
Well, the turtle was something. You just want to change the subject, but I want to get this straight. Lois, did he see a frogfish, or did you?
Not today. We saw one the other day, and they're quite different.
Okay, so you saw a frogfish in Mazarot or St. Kitts?
St. Kitts.
Okay, St. Kitts. And those look like little mini, like, sponges, right. I was going to say like a weird ball, kind of goofy and discombobulated.
I stand corrected. It's too much rum and El Presidente.
Okay, it could be Mr. El Presidente, that's right. But the thing is, the scorpion fish was something you knew to you, a rockfish. It looks like a piece of the reef, and then he's like, wait a minute, that's a critter, right?
Yes, it was just unusual. And then I just seen it move just a smidgen, and I'm like, wait, that's a fish.
That's right. Now, and you know, I will say I got an interesting video segment of shovel nose lobster today. It was very, very colorful. You don't normally see them out during the day. And we saw one in St. Kitts, and then I saw one today in Redondo. I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. And this one was like a yellowish, kind of cool. That was, I don't know.
It had blue on it. It had a lot of blue.
Yeah, and I got a video, and he would, like, started interacting with me. His antenna started playing with my camera. It was like, hey, this guy wants, what are you laughing at?
Oh, you've got to do that again.
What?
His antennas. Do it again.
His antennas were playing with me, like they were playing with my camera.
It's
yeah.
Radio.
Yeah, it's radio. That works really well on you know, keep drinking your El Presidente, you rat bastard, you. Jeez. See, this is what happens in the evening. Everybody gets together, has a cocktail because it's included in the package. And, you know, you can partake when the diving day is done and have a good time. And just relax and chill. Lois, you're having a great time, right?
I'm having a fantastic time. And I just want to say that scorpion fish are in the same family as lionfish.
Aha. Uh-huh. But we can't take them regardless. They're not evasive species
for
this. No,
they're not. But the lionfish are. But if you cut all the fins off a lionfish and put them on the bottom, they look exactly like a scorpion.
Okay. Well, I could buy that. Sure. I'll tell you what. You know, at Rotunda here, we did see lionfish, big ones. We saw them in Mazarot. We saw them in St. Kitts. I didn't see any on the dives really here as much.
You saw lots of grouper here.
Yeah. But lionfish, not so much.
Ah.
One lionfish. So what does that tell you? Maybe that the lionfish haven't invaded Redonda yet or something. Who knows?
Either that or they ain't figured out the brown boobies are here yet.
Well, it could have something to do with the boobies. It always comes back to the boobies. But, you know, it's kind of neat because, you know, these birds flying around this island, it's a marine or it's a bird sanctuary, right? Yeah, so, you know, they have this protected area here on the island. It's uninhabited, and they have all these birds and stuff flying around during your surface interval. Very picturesque, for sure. Nelson?
Greg, don't you think it was kind of cool that all the guests on this trip kind of trusted, you know, Explore Ventures to bring them to an unknown location? Where nobody knows anything about it. It's kind of exciting. And like I said, there has to be just a handful of people on the globe that have ever dove here. Good or bad, exciting, lots of fish, little fish, whatever it is. It's exciting when you jump in the water and you go, we don't know anything about what's underwater. That was exciting for me.
Well, exactly. And for me, too. I've been on this boat over 10 times myself. So I'm very familiar with the itinerary. And even if I stuck to the same itinerary, I know we'd have another amazing week, as we always do. But having that element of, like, diving where no one has dove before, or not many people, even the crew, like Captain James here, this is new for you, right?
Absolutely. And I'd just like to offer a caveat on that Montserrat thing.
Yeah.
Montserrat's rubbish. No one should go there. We don't want anybody ruining what is actually a beautiful island, all right? Don't go there. It's rubbish. And so is Redonda as well, please, you know. There's a reason no one goes here. It's because it's really not very good, I promise.
Spoken like
it's
a true pirate.
Island.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? Keep it to himself. And you know, that's the thing. It is unspoiled. And really, it'd be very difficult to set up a dive operation here anyway. So the best way to get there is on a boat like Explorer Ventures Liveaboard and the CX2. So, yeah, they're talking about maybe throwing this into the itinerary in the future. We'll see. how that unfolds. But like I said, what we're doing is kind of testing the waters for future trips. And so far, so good. I think there's been a pretty clear consensus that all the passengers and the crew included would love to work this into the itinerary every now and then. Are you with me on there, Captain James?
Do you know, Greg, absolutely. Anything that gives a little bit of variety. I mean, we're all adventurers at heart, and that's kind of what it's about, diving, you know. You could do the same site, you know, 50 times, and every time you go down, you see something different. I mean, that's the magic of the underwater.
It's about discovering new stuff, the unknown. Trying to see if Jerry the Diver guy is going to pass out before 10 o'clock.
That's a good possibility.
Jerry Beatty is a little more sober, but not by much.
Catching up on the inside rail.
Yeah, but what do you think about this whole thing? You've been in the industry for years, and I know you really enjoy this type of adventure as well, right?
Well, I've done some exploratory dives and exploratory trips before, and you come up zilch a lot, but when you hit that special one, the one that really works, which I think we've hit a couple on this trip, you want to go back. All of a sudden, you're opening up almost like you landed on a new planet. And yeah, that's thrilling.
And of course, once again, you're going to hear a little bit about that in future editions of Dive Training Magazine. Okay, look, we got to head over to St. Kitts. We're going to do a couple more dives there, and then it's off to one of my favorite islands in the Caribbean, the island of Ceiba, or as they say, the island of women.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
The Florida Keys offers many underwater attractions. However, one of those is uniquely land-based at the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida. The History of Diving Museum focuses on man's quest to explore under the sea and is home to one of the largest collections of historic diving equipment in the world. Immerse yourself in a free series of diving presentations and programs every month. Plan your visit now at divingmuseum.org. The History of Diving Museum is brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council. Mile marker 83, Isla Mirada, Florida Keys.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I heard a show
on the radio
where divers speak about
what's in the sea.
Now I know
it was the first
show devoted
to diving.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
That's right,
Scuba Radio,
everybody.
Scuba Radio,
yes.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
Get down.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, what a week we are having here on this Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures after visiting Mazarat and Redonda. We've been having just amazing diving and topside adventures. And right now we're anchored off of St. Kitts. We did some just fantastic diving this morning off of St. Kitts. Jerry the Diver Guy was tickled pink. I mean, the colors were just popping. We saw all kinds of cool stuff. That was a great dive, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Awesome.
Now, one of the things that you have as a luxury on a liveaboard vessel is obviously great food and great diving, and we're going to we'll dive deeper into that here in just a bit. But it also gives you a great opportunity to really zero in on just maximizing your bottom time and working with new equipment, whether it's like a new Cameron system. I'm really pushing my GoPro Black 7 to the max this week and getting some great footage that I hope to edit up into a video to share with everybody soon. But also, I got some new gear that I'm diving with. First off, SEAC. SEAC was nice enough to send me their latest PC, the Module 1, and their regulator system. I got to tell you, I was really surprised how well this whole setup is. Very comfortable. It's kind of like a tech type of back inflatable BC, but it's also very light, and you can, you know, customize it to your particular body type and put pockets on it if you want, or take them off and really strip it down into like a travel BC. That's kind of how I'm working with it this week, but I got to tell you, it's really solid, very comfortable, and looks pretty stylish too. Lois has been taking some pictures, and she's got some pretty cool pictures I've already seen of me in this gear. I feel very streamlined, and it's very, very nice. System I got from SEAC, and their regulator's breathing like the best regulator I've ever dove with. So you might want to check these guys out, SEACUSA.com, and take a look at that BC setup. Great for traveling, great for tech. It'll expand with you. You can put doubles on it and the whole thing. If you want to get into side mount and everything, this BC can be adjusted accordingly to cover all those type of diving environments. And then the big element that Jerry the Diver Guy and myself have been playing with is this new Sharewater Terek wrist mount dive computer. And I got to tell you, I was pretty excited about being able to work with one of these things this week, but I have been shocked how cool and just user-friendly this dive computer is. You can see the numbers. That's, you know, as basic as that is for an old fart like myself, it's really frustrating when you can't read your own dive computer without your prescription mask and that kind of thing. But that has not been the case. With or without my prescription mask from the CRX, I've been able to read all the pertinent information, the compass and everything on the Shearwater Terek. Great stuff. You like that computer, don't you, Jerry?
I absolutely love it. It's like the luxury diving computer. It's got it all.
Yeah. I don't know if they call it like something like this, but the it's like the iPhone of dive computers. Very user friendly. I have not had to crack open the user's manual on this thing at all. It was very self-evident how it worked. Actually, Alex, one of the crew members, has one of their older models, the Perdix, I think. And he saw this. He goes, "Ooh, you got the new one. You got the Terek. You guys are styling." And so he was kind of drooling over it himself. But it works with the same kind of menu system as their older models does. It's just brighter, easier to read. And very, very user-friendly, and that was the key to that. You know, you don't want to be on a dive trip and then, you know, futzing with your dive computer trying to figure, like, okay, now how do I change the gas mix? We're diving nitrox. I got to change the mix to 32, and sometimes some computers are a little tricky. You got to break up in the owner's manual to figure out how to do that, or press this button and that button, and you got to kind of get familiar with it. There's a little learning curve, so to speak, that you have to go through to use it properly. But this one, really, there's not much of a learning curve. You put it on and just kind of follow the prompts on the computer screen, and you are good to go. Right, Jer?
That's all you have to do. Just follow the menu selection on the watch, on the computer, and just keep going with it. It's very, very simple to change all your settings on it, whether it be gas, It doesn't matter. It's very, very self-explanatory.
And the screen, this OLED screen, is just so bright and colorful. I was having an issue at the very beginning of the dive week with my mask fogging up with me. It was a brand new mask, and they do that sometimes when you haven't scrubbed them properly with toothpaste and get all the manufacturing goo off them so they don't fog up. Sure enough, my first couple dives, I was having problems with my mask. Even with it all fogged up, I could look down at my wrist, and I could read the Shearwater Tarek with no problem whatsoever. So, you know, it just kind of put me at ease knowing that I could still do what I needed to do, even though I was having trouble seeing it through a fogged up mask. So they have done a great job with this dive computer. I will not be able to rave about it enough. Now I just got to talk them into letting us keep these things. You hear what I'm saying, Jerry?
I hope they do, because I love it. It's
They will if we send them a check. That's pretty much how it works, I think. But regardless, we got to thank them for letting us borrow those this week and giving them a workout, so to speak. All right, so look, this is just hour one of our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We're about to head over to Saba and dive around one of the coolest islands I have ever been on. They call it the Island of Women. We'll explain in hour two, as well as talk about the diving, the people, the adventure, you know, all kinds of great stuff. That's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.